computer.
Jazz.
Thank you.
no love, no peace, no shoes on my feet, no home, just a shack where I sleep. Take me back to my life with no shoes, oh when blow east, I'm the cry of the slave. Wind blowing east, carry tears, pain and grief from this land where I live on my knees. Oh, no love, and never, never, never no peace. Winds, hear my prayer, carry me on your wings. Take me
I ain't got no home, 'cause I wanna go east. This had already happened, but I was about to see it again.
Yeah. said, I'm the baddest cat in this whole world, but you cats all right, you my buddy cat. Sit down. And they did.
Spacey, tip. Digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
Well, think, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you know?
T-
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig, it's like, no, it's more like music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like on The Wrong Cat, it's the wrong word, dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Oh. Thank you. David Byrne song, arranged by David Matthews. I guess you could say D&D. Yeah, recorded at D&D.